想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。
Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we're talking about something that's related to making money or the stock market or something like that because, you know, apparently everyone's in the stock market.
Everyone and their mother, in fact. And so we're going to look at some idioms, starting off with taking a look at idioms that have specifically to do with stock. So to put stock in something, if you put stock in something, you have a high opinion of that person or of that thing. So, for example, we'll take the opposite approach. I don't think that CNN is a credible news source. I don't put much stock into their news reports.
当你要买一家公司的股票，肯定说明你非常信任这家公司，所以 put stock in something 呢，就是信任、看重的意思。
Yeah, or you know, 小花, she always tells the truth. So when she gives me a juicy rumor, I put a lot of stock in it.
Thank you, but I'd never do that.
And then to take stock, so to make an estimate or appraisal, as in we have to take stock of our finances before we can start a new project. Or the career counselor advised Mark to take stock before changing his plans.
Take stock 呢本来是商业用语，意思是盘货的意思，那现在也可以用来做梳理或者评估的意思。 So if you take stock of something, you want to evaluate something.
Exactly. And then laughing stock. So a person or thing that is regarded as very foolish or ridiculous. You know, unfortunately, many of the Chinese football teams have become the laughing stock of the country.
No one wants to be a laughing stock, 因为 laughing stock 是笑柄的意思。
Then lock, stock, and barrel, an expression that means everything. So if someone buys a company, lock, stock, and barrel, they buy everything to do with the company. Also, there's a very famous movie by Guy Ritchie, if you remember, very famous for making the movie Snatch. The movie right before that, that he wrote and directed, was called Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah, that's right. Lock, Stock, and Barrel, 那锁、存货还有桶加起来的意思就是所有的东西。
And then my two cents, so basically saying that you are going to give your opinion. So you can say, I'm going to give you my two cents. Or my two cents is that you should do something. You can also say, it's a bit of a, not so much an idiom, but a turn of phrase that some people like to use sometimes when they're giving advice when it's not asked for. So you can say, you know, I'm going to give you advice worth a nickel for free.
My two cents, 我的两分钱就是说我的意见，我的拙见的意思。你想给对方意见，但其实对方可能并没有想要听取你的意见，所以你就会说 my two cents, 意思是说，我的一点点浅见。
And then ballpark figure. So basically, it's an approximate number or a rough estimate of the cost of something. I don't know how much exactly that is going to cost, but a ballpark figure would be around $100,000.
Ballpark figure 就是大约的数字。
Cash cow. So a product or service which is a regular source of income for a company and is easy to maintain. His latest invention turned out to be a real cash cow.
现金牛，这个意思有点像是摇钱树，比如说一个公司里面最赚钱的那块业务就是这个公司的 cash cow.
And then if you are hard up, you have very little money. We were so hard up that we had to sleep in the car.
下面这几个词跟穷都有关系。Hard up 就是经济情况非常不好。
And in order to keep the wolf from the door, you need to have enough money to buy food and other essentials. My grandparents barely earned enough money to keep the wolf from the door.
Keep the wolf from the door 实际上是讲就是要维持最基本的温饱线的意思。
Yeah, to keep your head above water means to survive, to try to survive by staying out of debt or by trying to stay in business, try to sustain whatever activity you are doing. So business has been really slow, but we've managed to keep our head above the water.
Keep your head above water 可不是讲不要被淹死，其实它是在讲不要负债，要保持经营状况的良好。
Yeah, and so then a license to print money. So basically something that enables people to make a lot of money without very much effort. So, you know, the contract to supply computers to school was a license to print money.
讲完了穷，下面该讲富了。License to print money 给了你印钱的执照，基本就是说你有无数的赚钱的好机会。
And then a hand over fist, basically, when we're talking about money, it just means to be able to make a lot of money very, very quickly and very, very easily. So, you know, government contracts allow companies to make money hand over fist.
Hand over fist 这个短语当用在讲赚钱的时候呢，就是说赚钱赚得盆满钵满，忙不过来了。And we hope everybody will be making money hand over fist in the stock market. And that's all we have for this edition of Word of the Week here on Roundtable.